Hey, it's Gina Stevens. Welcome to Belwah Radio, where we bring you digital marketing tips, expert interviews, and industry news for community media, community radio, and independent media. Visit our website at belwahmedia.com.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Belwah Radio. My name is Gina Stevens, and I am your host. Joining me is Tom Lauk. I'm so sorry. Can you pronounce your last name, Tom? You just told me, and I botched it. And I asked you to tell me how to pronounce it, and I botched it. Can you tell everyone, please?
Yeah, no worries. It's Tom Lauk.
Lauk. Tom Lauk is the multimedia coordinator for departments within the city of Wisconsin Rapids and its community media television station. Tom's responsibilities for the city include managing the city's website, social media platforms, editing and writing news releases, developing ideas and assisting with the mayor's community update, filming meetings, video editing, producing, editing, and hosting Get to Know Your City, along with supervising two full-time media specialists. In addition to the media responsibilities for the city, Tom also is the department head of Wisconsin Rapids Community Media for the city. Tom provides training in filming and editing for volunteers and community producers. In addition to those responsibilities, Tom is the station's coordinator, engineer, producer, and coach. Thanks again for joining me, Tom. I know you're very busy. Thanks again for joining me. Tom and I met at the Wisconsin Community Media Conference, where I have attended several times, I think five times in a row to do workshops on social media, and Tom and I have done a couple of them. I've participated on a panel a couple of times together to talk about social media. So thanks again for joining. Welcome.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the time and glad to answer the questions about community media.
I'm very happy. And you and I are scheduled to do a workshop for the LGBTQ Wisconsin Chamber here pretty soon to work with chamber members, specifically nonprofits, on how to work with community media and how to partner with community media. We're scheduled to do that, I believe, the late part of April. So I will keep everyone updated on when that's going to happen. And that's open to everyone who is a nonprofit, who works with a nonprofit in Wisconsin, whether you are a member of the LGBTQ Wisconsin Chamber or not. So we'll keep everyone updated on that. But what we're going to talk about is specifically partnering, community media partnering with radio, and community media partnering with newspapers. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Tom, what do you think about how community media centers, so far, what are you seeing as far as community media centers actually partnering with radio? And are we talking about community radio specifically, or are we talking about other forms of radio? So can we go ahead and get started with that?
Yeah, I'd like to elaborate on that. Currently, what we do here is we actually work with a professional radio station, both AM and FM, not just low power. We do not have a low power station. So we partner with them by working with the radio station on promotions of what we're doing here, but we also film programs that are done at the radio station, which is very beneficial to their listeners as well as our viewers, and it saves time for the person that's getting interviewed. So it's a win-win for everybody, and the information gets out on several platforms. We actually do three different radio shows now over at the radio. We actually film the sheriff along with the radio host, and we also film our mayor as well as our Wood County Board chairman here, and then we're able to share those messages also with our partner community media station in Marshfield, not our mayor's message, but our to the sheriff, because of the two cities are in the same county. So it's definitely a win-win. We work together a lot in other areas, and they also use us to push over the common council meetings so that we allow them to record and get that to another audience. Maybe they don't have cable TV or internet that can watch us. So it's best of both worlds. We get their promotion and they get our promotion, and there's no cost in that except our time to do that.
So I had a gentleman who works with community radio on probably, he was on last week, and he spoke about really wanting to focus specifically on community radio, because I asked, are you ever going to move into TV? As in having, you know, the camera in your studio, and he said they didn't really have the ability to do that. One, they didn't have the equipment, and they didn't really have the bandwidth. So what I hear you saying is the possibility is there, because what they can do is they can partner with their local community media center and have their local community media center come in and just do that piece for them, correct?
Exactly, and that's what we're doing. We're able to share a YouTube link. We encourage them to place that on their website, because there's viewership both ways. We get the analytics, and that helps us, and it also and it helps them. Now, they're a profiting business. We are not, because we're a state-run, or not a state-run, I should say, but run by a municipality, so it's a little bit different. Our public access versus maybe a public access station in Minnesota or Illinois, that's a whole different world. Wisconsin's quite a bit different, but back to the radio, it's just essential to work with them, because they have a whole nother listenership out there that we may not get, and they benefit, because like you say, they don't have maybe even the technology or the time, and if we can help share that, we both win, the community wins. That's the biggest part, is the community, and that message gets out and is on demand at any time, and because all this stuff is very beneficial after the fact. We could do live. We have done live. They're doing it live over the radio at that time. We are not at the moment doing live at the moment, but it'd be very easy to do, especially with social media. It would be instantaneously. I wouldn't need to do it with my cell phone, no problem. But we haven't gone that route just yet. I see that coming maybe down the road, but I guess right now it's more of a time, even on our end of community media, because we are a small staff, and same with a radio station, small. But like you say, first time I came here, right away when I came, I wanted to hook up with the radio. I saw a great need and usefulness of that.
What I am thinking from a digital marketer's perspective is I see the benefits of cross promotion going as well. I see the benefits of being able to use this as a marketing tool, as a branding tool for community radio, because once you start working with your local radio station, you can get the benefits of that marketing benefit from that. You're in the radio station doing that piece for them. Your video then gets posted on the radio station's Facebook page. So it's this video was produced by this local community media center. It's posted, it's promoted, so your content is getting posted on a radio station's page, which then gets shared and liked by that radio station's community. So it becomes a marketing tool for you. So is that one of the reasons that you figured, hey, this is a great way to partner? This is a great way to partner with community with radio, and it's a great reason to partner with radio. Was that kind of your line of thought there?
Oh, definitely. But, you know, I'm a former business owner. I've been in business my whole life, grew up with it. I understand marketing. That is a win-win. For the station, no doubt about it, and that's why we're really focused on making sure our brand WRCM is noted on that video. If we make sure that we have a bug on our video, we want to make sure that our name is getting out. Our name is important. Our brand is important. Even though we're community media, we want to make sure that the money that we're getting from the city is used and shown to be used in a constructive, usefulness for the community. That's really what we're here for. There's so many things we're here for. But yes, it is a total marketing tool, and really, it can go way beyond radio and newspaper. I could go beyond that. It can go on to local businesses. Everybody should use community media as their marketing tool. I don't know why you wouldn't. It's basically, most of the places are free, but they have to put some time into it. And if you can put the time into it, look how much money you could save and get that word out, it's a great way to start. If I was starting a new business, I'd look into community media right away. Wow, you know what an advertisement costs through a regular production company? Team up with your community media to get started, and then you can move. So radio is just one of those ways for community media to work with and benefit, but there's so much more, and I looked at that the day I came in here.
Also, teaming up, if you're a new business owner, teaming up with community media is a great way to learn what it is you need to know about television advertising, because a lot of times new business owners will, you know, they might buy an ad on television for local advertising, correct? But they don't quite understand what it is they need or what it is they should be getting from that. And I think partnering with community media can help them get their feet wet so that they better understand things like demographics and putting an advertisement together as it relates to TV and looking at analytics and things like that, so they understand fully what it is that they're buying if they should ever decide to buy, so they can reach a larger demographic. Would you agree with that?
I do. I very much agree with that. And just trying to think of how to put this in terms of an advertiser wanting to do something on community media. I think it's very beneficial, not only television, but community media in the last 5 years, maybe six, seven, has really branched off from television. And there's so much to community media. And that's why the former public access television stations, that name has really kind of gone to the side to community media, because we're thinking all these other pieces we're doing. We are providing video on so many platforms. And it's not just video of my journalism experience and writing. It's gone beyond that. And that has helped community media, our community media stations, so much more with it for a city municipal government on top of the citizenry. How I want to partner with everybody, especially. And radio was our first partnership. But when I came, I think I got it in the first month. We haven't let go, and I don't see that happening. And the host loves us there, talks about us 2 to 3 times during the show. Can't go wrong. If you had to pay for that, you know how much that would cost? Well, we get it free.
Exactly. Now, let's talk a little bit about partnering with newspapers, because I'm very interested in that. I've worked with some community papers as well, and as far as I can recall, there was never much talk with folks there about partnering with community media or community radio, now that I think about it. And so when I asked you to kind of give me some ideas about what you wanted to talk about when we talked today, and you said partnering with newspapers, I was very curious to hear what you had to say. So go ahead and tell me what it is that you have done so far with partnering with newspapers.
Yes, and it's come a bit easier for me here in my local town, just because my career is being a photojournalist for Gannett newspapers. So I've worked for newspapers a lot of my career. I have over 20-some years of experience as being a multimedia news photographer, so that helps. And so I know and understand the media industry. But this station, even before I came here, was a partner with our media, with newspapers. And they would come in, and actually that's how they initiate the interviews with politicians that were running in the local town. Well, back then, the newspapers didn't have all that ability. And even today, it's still tough because newspapers, as we all know, have no staff. And how do you do that? Well, that's a great place for a community media station to get involved to help them. They can invite a reporter in here to interview somebody and do all the back end work. And that's something that was done here way back in 2001 and beyond, even until I was here, up to recently, until the newspaper really here locally has changed and how things are done. But there's so much in that area partnering with. We partner with a schedule. We were able to put a schedule in there. At times, at this point, unfortunately, that is no longer the case. I think we could get that in another newspaper that's here, but that one. At this point, we did lose that, which I'm saddened by that, and so is their readership, because their readership is in our basically that kind of demographic. But partnering with them in that area, I think, would beneficial them, those guys, as well as us.
I really appreciate bringing you on. I said that I wanted to make sure that we got all of the meat and potatoes in within the first at least 15 minutes of the podcast, so that, you know, if people decide, oh, I've heard enough, I've got things to do, they got all the great stuff in the beginning. So we've at least gotten that done. So is there anything else you wanted to add that you think that people really need to understand about partnering with radio and partnering with newspapers that you haven't had a chance to mention yet?
Well, I think it's essential right now. Both of those organizations work closely with community media, because all of our organizations, and even including community media, don't have the staffs at one time. I've been through it. I worked in a newsroom, had 40 people just in the newsroom for one city. At this point right now, there's 4 people in that newsroom doing 4 newspapers. So that's the difference in 20 years. That was back in 98. So, and it really hits home. And if you partner with your community media center, you can get a lot accomplished without paying another staff. If I was a newspaper chain or owner, I would look into that, and then I wouldn't have to buy all this video camera. I wouldn't have to have a set. I could just come in, and I'd have a TV too. That's one of the things in some of the markets that you don't have. So that's one unique piece is the television. Yes, they have social media and website, but there's one thing that we do have that they don't have. Some newspapers, yes, have TV stations. I understand that, but your general newspaper does not. So this is a good way to use that, and they get a story out of it too. Here's the other thing is they get a story, a written copy. So, and a photographer gets a photo. So, I mean, it's not just, you still have the print, you get a story, you get a video, you get all things at once, and the cost is the reporter's time. And you basically use community media. I don't want to say used, but you both benefited. The community media station got the show, and they got the basic kudos of it's theirs, and they got the analytics, and the newspaper got what they're looking for. Their guy is representing the newspaper, and everybody's happy. So, but, you know, I'm hoping that someday we'll come back. But, you know, with me being here and being in the newspaper, maybe that's changed just because I'm able to do that, versus maybe a lot of other stations weren't able to have that kind. I have that media knowledge, multimedia. I have a degree in it. I've been working it for a long time and was an editor, you name it. I've ran newspapers all the way to the right up to the top, so it comes easier for me, and the story comes very easy for me. I could have 20 stories out of one little council agenda item, so it's not very hard for me to do that, just because that's what we did. We had to have a newspaper, but they should use radio and TV should always look at it, and even the local chamber. I know we didn't get into that piece, the chamber, but even last night, and we were taping this here in February of 2018, and we partner with our chamber. We just did their annual banquet last night and taped that 2-hour event. We do it every year. We get published in their program, and they can put it on their website, and they push it all out, and all their marketing tools and all their chamber members. It's great. Well, here, community media did this. And what's really nice about it is we had one of the politicians there, and he was the guest speaker. And we all know that community media is funded by the government, and we need their support, but we want to help them as well. So we're actually providing help to state senators, you know, assembly person, people that actually go out and talk amongst them themselves. We're here to do that, and that was one of the things we did through the chamber last night, and we have a legislative session we're going to do next week. So, yeah, the chamber is just – it's amazing. That's the first place you should work with, too, again, after radio and newspapers. I can't say enough about the chamber. That is the hub of how business economic development starts in a community, most likely, and you work with your community development director, but the chamber is where you really – need to partner, because cities are already given money, most likely, of their room tax fees to a chamber. That's something usually they do, as well as a CVB. Sometimes they're together. So There's no reason not to partner with your chamber, and the chamber should partner with you if they're not. Both entities are really missing out. It almost should be a requirement by a city that gives money to a chamber to have a community media center do their marketing, because we have the skills. There's no reason to hire another. But that's just my feeling of it. I could talk about it all day, but these chambers have a great resource. And I'm not gonna. I'm gonna say one more thing. Community media is a great resource as long as the staff there is understanding and know what they're doing with it. That's really up to the entity to figure that out, to see if they're there. And I understand that some community media standards don't have the money or maybe even some of the knowledge. That's understandable. But there are several of them out there. There's quite a few that, wow, these guys are professional. They're able to help you out. It's amazing. And it's getting more and more than it ever used to be. This isn't your old grandma's TV station or grandpa's TV station. This is real thing. Cities are spending $300,000-$400,000 a year. They're not going to just have this public access show on that's basically like Wayne's World. It's going to mean, and it's going to have meaningfulness to it. And that's where I took the station. It is not your Wayne's World. This is not the place for that. We allow it. It's part of what we have to be, as we are public access, but we have some basic rules in it. It does have to be decent. So I don't want to get on a tangent here, but all I can say is those three entities that we talked about, and there's so many more. United Way, I do so much for the United Way. It's unbelievable. Another nonprofit. We provide their campaign videos every year. They're able to use our equipment, but the deal is they can run it on the station, and they learn, and it, yeah. So I could go on for hours on how much we help nonprofits, and as well as the individual community person here or a student. Students learn. That's how I'm here. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a former news photographer in my hometown back in the 1980s that gave me the chance to go along with him. I learned so much, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. He was a great mentor, still a great friend. And we do that here. All these media stations provide that for local schools. And I'm hoping there you guys are listening. It is a great way to learn public speaking. It's a great way to learn videography, multimedia, photography, writing, you name it. Marketing is such a big thing of it now, and graphic design. So community media is so important, and it should be so important to the community. Like I say, it's not what it was 10 years ago, and I'm seeing that change more and more, especially as things are getting new innovations and technologies is providing that, and our newer people coming on board.
Thank you, Tom. I'm trying to make sure I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Now, one of the shows I plan to do will be on nonprofit organizations and how nonprofit organizations can work with community media, because I do think that's extremely important. And chambers, I don't know how much chambers know about working with community media. That's another one of those issues that we can talk about. So I will be very excited about doing that. But I think it's time to let everyone get back to what they were doing. Tom, tell everybody how they can reach you, because you are a wealth of information. So tell everyone how they can reach you so that if they have any questions about partnering, they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, I'll give you several options. You can check our website here at our station. It's wr-cm.org. That's an easy one to remember for Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, wr-cm.org. You can also go to the city website at wirapids.org. That's another website that we manage here. And you can also use the analog approach of calling 715-423-0443 is my direct line, and I'll send you guys an email. It's T as in Tom Loux, LOUCKS, at wirapids.org. It's .org on that end, so don't forget that. So
okay.
Call me anytime. I'm glad to help. I enjoy helping people. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. We're here to help people. It's not our station. We're not a profiting station. We're not making money. We're here for the community as well as anybody outside of the community.
Okay. I will add Tom's contact information in the show description, and you can find us on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/BelwaRadio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/BelwaRadio. That's B as in boy, E-L-W-A-H radio. B as in boy, E-L-W-A-H radio. Thank you again for joining, and you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you.